So, Father, as we continue our series in this book of Proverbs, please speak to us your words of life. Amen. Please do be seated, and it would be handy if you had page 640 open. I don't know if you've ever tried typing the word wisdom into Google. It's quite interesting. It brings up a wide range of results and sayings. How about this one? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Simple, but very wise. Other so-called sayings on the internet are simply jokes, and I like this one. Borrow money from pessimists. They don't expect it back. But what the Google results show is that there is a desire by people to seek out some form of wisdom. And perhaps that describes you. You want to seek out wisdom. Well, if we are those who seek wisdom, let me ask the question, why? Why do we seek it? What's the motivation in wanting to be wise? Is it because we hope to gain something? Maybe wealth. Maybe happiness. Maybe godliness. Perhaps we seek out wisdom simply because we feel it's the right thing to do. Let's say we're looking at Proverbs chapter 8 on page 640 of the Church Bibles. And we start this morning with the call of wisdom, which is clearly what the first five verses are all about. The call of wisdom. I've left my flipper down here. Now I've got a good elf doing the words down here. There we go. The call of wisdom, verses 1 to 5. So look at verse 1, for example. We see that very clearly. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? And verse 5. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. So you see, here wisdom is being portrayed as a lady. A lady who is the personification of wisdom. And Lady Wisdom cries out for people to listen to her. She cries out, I have good advice for you. I can bring understanding and prudence to humankind. So listen to me. Wisdom is to be desired, she says. Well, let me ask a question. Do you want to be a wiser person? I'm sure most of us would like to gain more wisdom. Wouldn't it be marvellous for people to say, of Daryl, oh, he's a wise old chap. He's a good person to go to for advice. Or any of us. The book of Proverbs is full of sayings stating why it is good to have wisdom. For example, look over to chapter 10, verse 1. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. It is good then to have wisdom. So can you hear the call of wisdom this morning? Lady Wisdom is inviting us to come and to listen to her, the call of wisdom. And then from verse 6 onwards, we see the qualities of wisdom. The qualities of wisdom. And here Lady Wisdom, well, she's continuing her sales pitch by unpacking why it is good to listen to her. Verses 6 to 8 tell us that she has worthy things to say. She speaks what is right. Her mouth speaks what is true. Her lips detest wickedness. In other words, if we want to find out what is morally right and just, well then we should listen to Lady Wisdom. For some people, that's just a natural thing. They're just naturally inclined to want to listen to Lady Wisdom. Some people naturally seek out justice and righteousness. Others, however, are ambitious. Others want to seek out wealth instead. That's their motivation in life. Rather than seeking out justice and righteousness, they want to get rich. Well, notice what verses 10 and 11 say about that. What wisdom says in those verses, 10 and 11. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Well, back in the 1980s, when I just started work, I met a financial advisor. I was put in contact with him, and he was a bit of a wide boy, really. And he said to me as I met him, "Pete, the way I see it, mate, is I want to do you a favour. Invest your money here. You'll get high returns, then you'll have a good life with no problems and plenty of money to spend." Quite interestingly, he was sacked a couple of years later for being on the fiddle. But even if those policies had yielded high dividends, which they didn't, would they have delivered this promise of a happy life? Well, verse 11 tells us that wisdom yields a far better return than any investment policy in the city. She's more precious than rubies. Nothing compares with her. Our society is built on the falsehood that greater wealth brings happiness and fulfillment. If you don't believe me, just see how obsessed people are with the national lottery. If I win, then my problems will be over, they think. What does Lady Wisdom say? "That's a delusion," she says. But we see it in life all the time, don't we? The person who spends all their time seeking fame or wealth often ends up with a wrecked marriage, a family torn apart by strife, or other times it's just a feeling that that wealth hasn't delivered. I remember some people who inherited a large business in the Seychelles. One day they were poor, next day they were rich. But a number of years later, this lady said to my mum, who had inherited the business, "You know, Pat, I have everything that money can buy, and yet I'm miserable." Why is that? Because a few years ago, when we were virtually penniless in Bristol, I was happy. Worldly riches don't deliver what they promise. But verse 18 onwards tells us that the person who finds wisdom finds true riches and honour. Verse 19, wisdom is true wealth, wealth that endures, better than any gold or silver. And that's why it's so good to seek out wisdom. The benefits outweigh any amount of worldly wealth. Verses 12 and 13 tell us of the moral qualities it brings. Verse 20 tells us that wisdom yields righteousness and justice. So you see, when we seek wisdom, we seek to do the morally right thing, and that benefits us personally, but it also benefits society around us. You've heard the sales pitch. Let's say you're sold. So moving on to my next question, where should we seek out this wisdom? It's the next logical thing to do, isn't it? If it's advantageous to heed wisdom's call, well then we need to ask, where can I find wisdom, this pearl of such great value? Where is wisdom to be found? Is it to be found in Google? Most things are these days. Type wisdom into Google, as I did. Or do we start memorising Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia? Or for the classics among us, we could look back to Confucius or Socrates, those wise old birds. Is that where we should look? Well, this brings us to verses 22 to 31, where we see that the source of wisdom is God. The source of wisdom is God. And we see that clearly expressed in verse 22. Lady Wisdom still speaking, "The Lord brought me forth as the first of all his works." Or verse 24, "Before there were no oceans, I was given birth." Wisdom starts with God. And here God's being portrayed like a painter, beginning his masterpiece. To begin with, there's nothing but a blank canvas. And then the artist begins and we see his skill coming to life. Wisdom is poured out from God into his work. Through wisdom, the universe is made. Let's listen to verse 23 again. "I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began." Verse 27, "I was there when he, God, set the heavens in place." Verse 30, beautiful language. "Then I was the craftsman at God's side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence." The point is, That wisdom's always been there. She is eternal. She originates in the person of God himself. She comes forth from him, and through her the world is created. Well, that means it's to God we should look for wisdom, not anywhere else. If we look elsewhere, we just get a bit confused. And have you noticed how over history many aspects of human wisdom change? I mean, I love it how in Jane Austen novels, if you go out in the rain, well, that leads to a major illness. You notice that, Jane Austen fans? And yet now we know that that's just poppycock. Going out in the rain just simply makes you wet and cold. It's viruses and bacteria that give you illness. But it just goes to show how inconsistent human wisdom can be. Now don't get me wrong, we can glean a lot of wisdom by looking at the world around us. And that's hardly surprising if, as verse 30 puts it, wisdom was the craftsman at God's side as he created the world. Wisdom infuses the world around us. We should expect to see God's wisdom in the world around us. And many proverbs look to the way that the world works and advise us to learn from it. So Proverbs 6, verse 6, advises us to learn from the hard-working ant and its resourcefulness. And there is much true wisdom to be learned from our parents. Yes, teenagers, parents do know some wisdom. From our teachers, from people with experience, even from television programs like DIY SOS. And some of us need that more than others. But all too often this world makes little sense, doesn't it? It is a fallen world. Evil has infected it. Frequently this world fails to give good wisdom. So in short, human wisdom can be valuable, but it's always going to be incomplete, and it's never going to quite get it right, is it? Human knowledge is only ever going to be partial, and it's easy to make wrong deductions. And if we think about it, a lot of wisdom isn't simply about knowing things, it's about discernment. And how many times do we regret making poor decisions? I know I do. God's wisdom, however, is eternal and complete. Therefore, the only right sort of human wisdom is that which is compatible with and dependent upon God's eternal wisdom. And that is why we should heed Lady Wisdom's call. The most famous phrase in the book of Proverbs is, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And that makes sense. If God is the source of all wisdom, then a reverence for and a listening to God is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom in its purest form comes from God. So to leave God out, well, that's just folly. Too often we leave him out there. And this brings us to verses 32 to 36, where we come back to the benefits of following wisdom. And here we have the definitive benefit of embracing true wisdom. Wisdom brings life and God's grace, or God's favour. Verse 32 tells us that whoever keeps God's ways, well, they're blessed. Verse 35 says, "Whoever finds me finds life and receives favour from the Lord." That's what Lady Wisdom says. Whoever finds me finds life. To seek wisdom is to seek life. Whoever finds true wisdom receives favour or grace from the Lord. But a stark warning in verse 36, it's the opposite. "Whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death." So friends, seek out wisdom. That is the message this morning. She calls out, offering rewards far greater than any investment or retirement policy. Wisdom leads to right moral living, which benefits us personally, benefits society around us. Much more than that, she yields life and God's favour, not death. Now, I could leave the sermon there, but I want us to very briefly just think about those verses from John's Gospel and how that picks up and develops this theme of wisdom. particularly the source of wisdom. That gospel reading was from the opening sentences of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Greek term translated word there is logos. And in the Greek word logos was a term that meant ultimate reason, ultimate logic, and you've guessed it, ultimate wisdom. The Greeks believed that it was through the logos that the world was created. And here we have John explaining that this logos, this divine wisdom behind the creation of the world, is actually Jesus Christ. And in him is life. Ultimately, wisdom is found in Jesus Christ. So today we've seen how wisdom calls out to us. To heed that call yields great benefits. But where is true wisdom to be found? Well, yes, we may find some wisdom by looking at the world around us. After all, wisdom has been poured out into creation by God. But as fallen human beings, we get so much wrong. Ultimately, wisdom has its source in God. To leave him out is folly. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And particularly when we look at the person of Jesus, we see wisdom incarnate. Jesus, he who was with God in the beginning, he who is one with God himself, the eternal Logos, the Word made flesh, through whom the world was made. In Jesus we see God's eternal wisdom in its fullest revelation. So do you want to be truly wise? The implication's obvious. True wisdom is to be found in Jesus Christ. He is God himself. Through him creation came into being. He is the final fulfillment of this chapter, Proverbs 8. And in the end it is to Jesus we should go to find wisdom. And if we listen to his call, we will experience true fulfillment. A reward far greater than any financial investment. Listen to Jesus and follow him and you will gain the moral qualities that wisdom brings. And finally, through that wisdom of the cross, which is described as folly according to human wisdom, you will find eternal life and God's everlasting favour. How good is that? Seek wisdom. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that wisdom is poured forth from you. Thank you for all the wisdom that you give to people around us who have advised us in the past. But help us to look to the Lord Jesus and your word for ultimate wisdom. And to heed the call of Jesus to find true satisfaction for our souls and life eternal. Amen.